as a Chelsea fan, I really felt that because I thought Tuchel was our Alex Ferguson, you know? Like he had structure. I thought we'll build something from Tuchel. Like it is what it is.
I thought you were going to be something.
It's not you, it's me.
Hey, I thought you were going to be something.
20th percentile Manza history makers. Sisina Omanyala, Usain Bolt, Eliud Kipchoge on the same boat.
Look at Ruto. Think about it. Yeah. See, the first DP to run president is fast shot and got it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. You don't know that
first
one?
Time attempt.
Actually didn't know.
First stub.
First time and got it.
First time attempt. First person to remove the Kenyatta's Moise.
Not a dynasty.
At the same time. Damn. Okay.
He's a history maker in his own right. Well, Raylan is a history maker. Lose a fight. balance.
I won't speak on this one.
History makers, Manze, according to the internet, Manze, ati apparently podcasts only 20% of podcasts in the world. I'm only 15% of the podcast. Yep.
When you do 20 episodes of a podcast, you're in the 15th percentile of the podcast in the world globally. Basically, we call the upper echelons because of consistency.
They say most podcasts die
after like three episodes. Five.
And they pick up after? How many episodes?
They pick up, we don't. That's cool. But basically, after 20, there very few reach 20. That's it to make 20.
Yeah. Anyway, man, episode 20 of the pregame. Pasi Prankimtai Limo Kamakawa. Finally, Manzetuko, a full team.
Yeah.
For the first time this season. Osama show up, especially a man from Liverpool. Our scouser. At least I'm a brave man. Job to Liverpool fans here for the first time.
After
it's gonna be an interesting podcast.
Defense Satan is on
my left. Mr. Amos, how are you?
Me, I'm good, man.
Amos is in rugby.
I have been following keenly on the tests. Interesting.
Interesting.
I love how things have been working.
Argentina.
You beat someone today, tomorrow you lose. Beat you. And then the fights.
Exactly. But what's the fight?
Especially Australia.
The feelings too.
What I liked after your game here, South Africa, Argentina. Australia, sorry. Afterwards, I saw a kind of share.
They really get physical where they.
You go to a pitch like
Buddha, Nini, Buddha.
But Lumana napenda sana rugby because of that heated moment. Like you'll not get red carded because Meshkana shot.
It's
physical.
It's okay.
It's not like football. Bound to happen.
Football, I'll intoxicate heavy and then you dive. I'm like the whole stadium reacts and then it's a red card.
Who's the. That's like. Who has that? Is it Neymar?
It's a big story this week. Mr. Tuchel to Taliban. Thomas Tuchel has been sacked from Chelsea after six games, in the Premier League, one loss in the Champions League. This makes 100 days since the new owners were in charge of Chelsea.
The first 100 games at Tuchel, Pierre.
100 games.
After the new owners.
After 100 days, I've got 60 wins.
Yeah.
60 wins, yeah, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, I've got 60 wins.
24 draws or something like that. Mm. But still got sacked. And a Champions League trophy, a Carabao Cup. No, Champions League trophy, FIFA World Cup. It's not FIFA World Cup, Club World Cup. And what else?
Super Cup. Yeah.
But still got sacked. Mm. What's happened?
I think Todd Boehly, Aliona, he felt that it was a domino effect because we were not playing beautiful football or we're not playing football as we were last season. So I think Aliku were very scared. We may lose momentum as we go deep into the season and lose points. And he felt Man City was Man City and Liverpool were really far from us right now, rather than last season. So he just did what he had to do.
I feel bad. I just some money.
I mentioned Liverpool.
But we recognize this game.
But I don't think the one he lost to Dynamo really led to the sacking.
Yeah, me too.
Because other stories before the game, ilikuwa, he might get sacked before the game, before the actual game. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So apparently, maybe it's not about the matches. Maybe it's not about how you will be performing since the start of the season.
Yeah.
Mostly about how he's been controlling the dressing room.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
Because mm-hmm. apparently the story me, all the players, man, the big players, because all the tip out of the seven strikers will go now, five of them are Omekasirika.
Mm-hmm.
How many left? I think three or four.
Yeah. Two. Odoi.
Odoi and then who else?
Vana, Lukaku.
Mm, so about three or four left
mm-hmm.
of your top strikers. Also the management are gonna issue with him.
Yeah.
Because of how he's been handling the dressing room, how he's been handling the media, especially the media outside in Accra, the perception is Chelsea is a divided club. So was it more of a strategic decision? Ama ilikuwa about feelings? Ama ilikuwa about what?
I think
as a fan, how do you feel?
I think where they smoke this fire, right? Mm-hmm. Because what we see, Tuchel is a very charismatic guy.
Google you. I'm impressed.
He's flowing, man.
I'm impressed.
Let me go serious.
I'm looking at the script. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to
look
at where the smoke is fire. Where the smoke is fire.
I think even the body language of the players when they are playing, it's the same squad ilikuwa last season, but iko very...
In fact, it's a stronger squad.
Exactly. It's a very strong squad. It's just that they don't know... sometimes you can see the facial expression of them. They are out of position. They're played out of position, first of all. And they don't feel like they are part of the team. Let me say something like that.
But Naja Tuchel...
Abu Tuchel is a very charismatic guy, you know? Of course, media Chelsea, it will make him look like the best or a training ground, making jokes and stuff. But maybe I'll lose that battle on the dressing room, and that's where she doesn't use the answer. So I think it was an abrupt decision, but I think in the long run it will be the better decision. Mm. Yeah,
I think it was harsh.
Harsh, but also, no one saw it coming.
But also, she died to tell me, ukiona history yake past mines, this alianzia.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere ameenda, one, he's been fired. Mm-hmm. Two, uki watch documentary yake at Dortmund, something Walsh. Mm-hmm. The first name. Yana sema, time Tuchel lenda PSG. Akasema, you will regret the kind of man Tuchel is.
What?
He's very robotic. Seemed to have. Very not very good man manager. He's very theoretical, and he's also very abrasive. End of Google after.
Okay.
Yeah. But again,
yeah.
So I can say, Mark, it got two after two. I'll comment. Okay, Dortmund again a PSG. Think I can league.
Mm-hmm.
So I can ulizwa bona. Cause I think your time I'll choose you. Dortmund. They're not doing too badly. Same as Chelsea. They're not doing too badly, but. He's always very confrontational with the board, with the owners, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
With the players, he's not. You know, when players who say, Rafa Benitez is very, not dictatorial, but he's not warm.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike, let's say, Ancelotti or Mourinho, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
So he causes a lot of friction in the dressing room, number one. So when Rafa says again, he's almost becomes isolated. So it's a thing, it's a trend, which I look on an eye. He's almost a very unrefined Conte.
Was it Ted Boehly or Mejam? Was it the management? Was it the players? In as a player power? Was it as Bill Quatermain?
I think the management.
It was a boardroom decision.
Exactly. It's a very corporate decision. Because you see, at a side, when Abdomen Chalishia, Czech left.
Mm.
And then
Marina
Alicia.
Yeah.
So right now
we don't even have a director of football.
Yes, there are no football people in the club. So they'll make a corporate decision. So the Chelsea make every kawana. What do Chelsea do usually when they're not performing well?
We sack the coach.
At all that loop, and then get
the next 11 months, we'll win a trophy. Because the trend after 11 months, they have a trophy.
Yes, but yeah, Tuchel. To be honest. All clubs go through a difficult period. Hakuna club yupata tu.
Because that's successful.
Hakuna. Yeah, for me, I think it was very, very harsh. Yeah.
And I think he has the third most winning percentage.
Yeah, because it's 60, right?
Yeah,
60 out of 100.
Behind Antonio Conte at 66, Mourinho at 64, then
he I think all of them are fired.
Yeah. So, me, I, as a Chelsea fan, I really felt that because I thought Tuchel was our Alex Ferguson, you know? Like he had structure. I thought we'll build something from Tuchel.
I thought you were going to be something.
It's not you, it's me.
Hey, I thought you were going to be something.
So exactly. Who's your replacement? Graham Potter, because the rumors are the club Brighton has agreed to the talks. And chances are he might actually be signed today before the team trades for the game against Fulham on Saturday.
That's a bad move.
And to be honest, I love Graham Potter as a coach. That's a bad move. But I'm seeing him as a Brendan Rodgers for you guys.
Yeah, I agree.
Attender to Liverpool. He's a really good coach, but Akisha step up to now a different tier.
Yeah.
Expectations.
Exactly. There's only that. There are always teams in between. So I think like after Brighton, and after a mid-table team,
exactly,
like a West Ham,
he's rising too fast.
That jump from this to this, my friend. Yeah. And then you know you're not used to handling stars, proper stars, wow, with egos and what. Because also as a manager, you have your own fan beliefs. Yeah. You have to be very confident in what you're doing. If you're not, because those players, you know, to be honest, like human nature, if they have, you're not won anything. Yeah. One question.
Exactly, like Ole struggled a lot at PSG because players, at the end of the day, players are human beings and they can be trash.
Yeah, exactly.
They can be really bad human beings.
I know I can do better management.
We all love watching Brighton watch a ball. Yeah. But at the end of the day, this is a Chelsea squad with Koulibaly, with
Thiago Silva, Salih,
who's a World Cup winner.
Kante, a World Cup winner.
My twin this.
But he's won Copa America.
Exactly. Yeah. Who's at some point at an echelon. These are players at an echelon that, bro, it's a pedigree. You have Obama at the front. And ukiangalia squad ya Brighton in terms of revenue. Ukikalculate manze, because they buy players at like 2 million, sell them at 50. Buy players at 1 million, sell them at 60 million. Kukurela is an example for
me. In fact, I'm going to say, you sell ya Kukurela na sell ya Ben White. And in combined, was how much they spent on their new stadium.
Wow. What?
Yeah, the Amex. Wow. Imagine.
That's interesting.
It just shows you how they as a club.
Exactly. So that's a small team, and you come up a family, when you describe a family, and then you move to a secondary family. So your dad is really good at home, but again, like extended family.
In a question.
You're the last born of family. So that's a problem. I foresee a problem for Potter. Maybe Poch Ange kwa perfectly suited for the club.
Zidane. I think Zidane is the better option.
Because but now Poch, for Zidane.
No.
For Zidane, I mean, now, to be honest, Zidane in the Premier League, damn.
I also feel
purely defensive side.
But they are a defensive side. It works for them. It works for them.
I think defensive.
It works for everyone. Because since Sarri came to Chelsea, we wanted to change our style of play to more of a more possessive-based style of football. It didn't work. So I think we stick to what works.
I was talking about the playing style.
I also feel like if this is the trend that Chelsea is going to take, then it's tough times are coming ahead. If you're going to be making very unthought of decisions.
Well, they've been doing it since.
But now this was like really an uncalled for.
Uncalled for also is because it's the new management. I don't know why the new management would have had the same thing Abramovich had to do.
Because Abramovich had the previous owner, that was his style.
To be honest, how he lay ball.
Exactly.
We are too ambitious. Which is just a knee-jerk reaction. Which I by club leaning.
Just the other day.
Imagine after only six, seven games the season, Shachu jump to.
I feel bad for Bama, man.
If they continue making
Bama, I'm a teacher for 50
years. And he was like,
"What is now easy? And he was like, "Catch a break."
Bama was like, "I feel nice playing for him."
Imagine I'm happy to reunite with my coach from Dortmund.
Give one game,
unfair. I think the next game, I'll just it will determine.
Right, it's Fulham. Mitrovic.
That's
a loss. Mm-hmm. For see a loss.
I think.
Kwanza Fofana. Uchali banza ko down.
Uchali ako fiti.
Ako
fiti.
Ako down.
Because ukiangalia the tackle that I'll make in the
is a one Bisaka. To be honest, I foresee a Bisaka for Fofana.
Kwanza you can make me West Ham while I'm target. The year I'm going to target Fofana. Koulibaly is a liability.
Is a Maguire.
Yeah.
I think the defense is new. Aina cohesion.
Mazum is going 200 M on a defense.
By the next time on a settle, I'm talking another coach.
Yeah. we'll see.
I think.
I'm talking a different coach.
Maybe it's January.
Mom na Miss Kante.
January will. Chelsea, I think it already in that position.
Which position?
See, after World Cup. Yeah.
Like, which position? which position? Yeah.
Like competing for titles.
Right now,
we're just cruising and taking wins. If we can.
Taking which win?
Situation like,
how many matches?
West Ham.
Three games. You know, Chelsea is going through a hard time. So
yeah, it's getting. And Liverpool is going through
a hard time.
Speaking of another team that's going through a hard time, Liverpool. On to my far left and my far right. Man, bro, Scudino, man.
Someone was saying
this is a team that I episode 2 I had said will challenge for the title, and so far it looks like Matiti though. Want to run away with it.
Yeah.
And to be honest, the only team that can catch up with Man City is Liverpool. But your midfield is non-existent. Your left-backs and your wing-backs are non-existent. Tukiangalia game ya Napoli versus Liverpool, Manzemo lipatana na a guy from Georgia, the best player from Italy so far, the best player from... the new Maradona from Napoli. And
Caradona.
A whole 21-year-old. So what's the problem? So
someone said that now we are seeing the importance of money.
Hakuna.
But Luis Diaz anafanya something better. Luis Diaz is scoring and assisting.
Yo kitu, I don't believe in it. So,
someone was saying like we're now seeing what the impact money had. So it feels like also Salah has lost his... His former bit kidogo. But I know Jack apendangi
Jack,
has this guy ever worked here?
No, guys are seeing what I've always been saying about Salah. How many times have we seen other players carry the weight Salaki vibes to apo to pitch? You get? Don't say Luis Diaz, to be honest.
He's doing the heavy work.
Exactly. The money alikuwa. He was doing the heavy work. Because if you look at the number of times, money alikuwa nafunga the equalizer or the winning goal are more than Salah. In fact, I can say, right now, Liverpool, the two players, if I were to tell you somebody, Mimi, I feel, we are missing Origi more. Because Origi used to come and score in the big games. Urajawucho like in gear, because games ever turned out come as itambua. Lazima apige watu. But I think also the biggest issue with us right now, to be honest, is number one, our midfield. Is it a must to choose a 4-3-3? Like, is it written somewhere in your contract? Because to be honest, Unichiki Milner, wow, Ali show all his 36 years up undani. Ngubu jama, aldungwa, alipena pena. Got a yellow immediately after.
In the first 4 minutes.
Yeah. Almost gave a foul 3 times before Faster finished.
He was struggling.
Exactly. So, look at Juliza. Do we have to play 4-3-3? And then Salah, the whole season, hajonekana. Amepotea. Trent ako vibes. Gomez has one good game, one bad game.
Now, what could be like the problem? Because that's the question I'm also asking.
Yondo Klopp had a smart after his interview. Hajui what the problem is. You can see on paper what the issue is. Now the question is why?
Why
is the problem? Because ukiona manze muurumeanga Alisson. Like he has to play with these people.
it's the same thing for Man United. Manze ni Maguire. Man.
Really, I love feeling
that. Manze, unani overwork.
Man.
But for me, I feel, to come a trend, Trent akule bench. Ni poa Calvin Ramsey is now back fit. We'll try to buy from Aberdeen. Right back. Trent akule bench kidogo. Salah kule bench. For sure. In fact, they can only say, kitu wa African signing lucrative contracts. Yishe. Because ona Salah, ona Obama Yang, and Yasenani. Once you mention your contract, you don't mob. It do not happen. In fact, I'm going to lose the same question.
Decline.
Eh, una decline too. Firmino was saying too many flicks in that game. In fact, second half time, Thiago na Arturo Alingia is when there was a bit of sanity and Matip. Mm. No, Matip was properly defended. Because Trent, to be honest, was just being bypassed. Trent at us, what you're doing on that
pitch. There was a time Trent alipitua and then he just stopped running. So Joe Gomez akabidi a step up to his left.
Joe Gomez akapitua.
And also like the whole squad from the start, from the back to the front, Van Dijk man is not the same Van Dijk thing for the past seasons. And then we're going to so he was the first pivot because Ilko Alisson, the first pivot who will make the saves.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then Van Dijk will make sure he doesn't have to make the saves.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then we go to the front, you have Thiago and Fabinho, who will make sure the defense doesn't struggle. And now front three, Mane and a drive.
Yes.
So front three wa link up, everyone was afraid of your team because Because
Napoli were playing how we played last
year. Exactly.
The irony.
I don't know what's up with Liverpool. The game began like how a joint game began.
They take time before they get in the game.
Because team Napoli ilianza to pa. And you know, we could just tell Liverpool, oh, crap, we're in a game.
We're the Champions League.
And it's the opposite for last season because Liverpool was a team
which was
what our catch.
The
moment that they go, Trent Ashapata ball as a cross. And in Ankumisha Manze, Man United, to be honest, the past five seasons, to make what we view,
they
start 20 minutes at Nkama.
I'm not doing it. I'm
not doing it. I'm not doing it. And then it's a Fungwa. And then it's a game.
Exactly.
But as a coach, as a fan, sorry, as a fan, if you hear Jurgen Klopp, I'm a Sema. As a fan, if you hear Jurgen Klopp, I'm a Sema. I do not
Football
know.
Football manager,
what I do not know what the problem is. Manze, you stop, are you concerned? Because.
No, but you see, to be honest, Mwush na Sema, I took a job. Just as you know, I took a job. You don't always have the answers.
Sometimes it's just.
Sometimes it's not too bad.
It's not working.
You don't know. You know, it's most of my life, I couldn't have a script. And whoever tells you that you know the problem, that's a liar, truth be told. Because in certain scenarios, I don't know, and this is a guy who knows the club inside and out. Because you see, he may know how he wants the team to play, but he isn't your mentality, your players. So, what did you
so that's there's a limit you can
exactly. Because come on, give me a jana, to be honest, Alisson, Luis Diaz, and Thiago, and maybe had the Elliot taken off, are the players who showed up. Manzili kona Salah kitolewa and Salah did nothing the whole game. Nothing. And as Jimono chalia kwa hapo. I remember seeing in episode 1. Any day I would rather we sell Salah than sell Mane.
It would have been a better decision to sell Salah.
Yes.
And then give that money to Mane.
Yes. But now they did the reverse.
Did the match did the opposite.
Yeah.
Okay.
But also at the same time, we lose Napoli.
Yeah, three times.
Every single time away, we lose. And
2-1, 2-0 for
at home, you beat them.
Yes.
So it might be a blip, just because.
I don't say it's a blip, but I was saying that in the morning.
I'm guessing that 2-1.
No. I was saying Liverpool has been playing against the whole season. It's just you not met a proper team
that
to exploit.
Exploit.
So, but a little team to exploit.
Well, Man United did.
No, a proper team. That's why I say proper team.
We exposed you as the flaw that you are.
I knew, like, no, that was seen as a blip. That's why we call that a blip. We call it a blip.
But,
a blip
is a blip. Also, if anyone watched the first game versus Fulham, you could tell.
But Liverpool always struggles against the teams that come up.
Especially if it's the first game.
Yes.
And
it's a struggle. Liverpool could have to zoom on. Ukwa kakomba it's constant. It's like against teams in the championship. And we always struggle at the kickoff. I do not understand why.
True.
But it's just a Liverpool thing. So, this is what I'm saying. But although, funnily enough, Liverpool fans aren't panicking. Number one, because I think we've been in worse scenarios than
now, to be honest, in Manza Kona, some club out, man. A few sections
of the fan base.
I'd be so happy if Klopp left, to be honest.
I know.
And then because you know the threat he is.
I understand how.
So, of course, guys are saying Klopp out, but Liverpool fans know, even if you fire Klopp now,
There's no solution in the market.
Hakuna mtu mwingine.
But even if you suck Klopp at the end of the season, utapata nani?
There's something hakuna mtu.
Unless Hansi Flick decides, this Germany thing.
But imagine from Klopp to Hansi Flick. It's not the same. Unataka mtu, in a way, envisions the passion of the club. So Diego Simeone.
Some of that caliber.
So not from Klopp. There's no one else, to be honest.
And also, the honesty that comes with, but I don't know what's happening, you're working. You know,
not the same. At what point now fans...
There's always no time, by the way.
At what point fans are going to say, you still don't understand what the problem is.
Unlike last season, I think after e-game, soon as the weekend, then they have like a two-week break, then the next Champions League. It's compressed. Because you are playing Ajax next week. You just have to manage the group stages by November. I have 3 days. Then it's just, who are we playing? Who's my God?
Who's home?
So, who's home? And then from there, we're playing Ajax. Now, Alex Mazzara can be kind of like,
bro, Ajax, I catch a glimpse, like a small glimpse of the game in Ajax. Man, I say, we're not going to complain that you're signing all their players. As in this team, it's like, what was that? Their entire 11. And still, they're still good. What? Because, come on, one player that Alini Bambasana Jana was the Ghanaian.
Command of the match.
What?
I was scared after game of Joel Samanini. I just played out of position. No man of the match.
Damn.
Damn.
Different
flex.
Ali survived you.
But African teams in Manze Nimon, a lot of players that want to shine.
Wana guiza.
Jana Gemino, aliwasumbua.
Angiza,
aliwasumbua.
Manze, he controlled that game.
He controlled the midfield.
Any alikuwa anachukua ball from keeper. Afu anarani kama kuna mtu leisurely.
Sana Fabinho at his prime. Before Liverpool, at his prime. Fabinho alikuwa anafanya the same thing. Atapewa ball. He just drives as if nothing.
Like,
si ati anakimbia, si ati anachenga. Anaenda
tu. Anapita tu.
Anaenda tu.
I think we're going to say, what the hell is going on in this?
Another thing that I saw for your team, as we wind up your team, man. Team Yenu, man. Even if you decide to remove Salah, yes, Uteka, what's his name? This young kid that's called
Cavalio, man.
Yeah, Cavalio. Decide put the front three, Cavalio. Maybe you switch the formation. Itakuwa nani sasa? Because the only person that I see from your team that is really, really good in Luis Diaz and tukisema Fabinho. We put Fabinho fit players.
For me, how I would see it, if I was Klopp, we might go 4-2-3-1.
So who's at the front?
The front, Alib Nunes. At the left, Taika Diaz. Number 10, Fabinho. On the right, Javi Elliott. Sitting, Fab, Thiago.
But Thiago na Rudio?
Asha Rudio. That's the second half alishikilia. Miteka Fab, Thiago. Then back four, Ibaki, Robertson, Van Dijk, Matip. I want them to be back.
So who plays left back?
Robertson.
Right back?
No, Calvin Ramsey.
Ramsey.
Because alikuwa injured, hajacheza the whole season. So I'm ready to training on Monday. So maybe you can assemble. Because sometimes somebody thinks they are too good to be dropped, like Trent.
That's the other thing, the ego, man.
The ego thing. Buda ulio neo bawa ilikuwa ya pili, ya Anguiza. Fabinho, yani walimwatch tu akipita. The guy had time to stop the ball in the box and place.
Penalty, yeah?
Manze, I'm like, seriously. Guys,
we mentioned player power and this feeling of entitlement that they can't be dropped. Eric Bailly, after Toke on loan, akenda Marseille, akuja akasema, so previous coaches Omicron talk favor English players. Mm. So a Maguire, for example, you know, I'll not play nicely today. Mm. I'll score an own goal, but next week, because starting live nine up as a captain.
Assured, yes.
You have a Rashford. Rashford last season, Alqua, really bad. Mm. Like, really, really Sancho. Bad. Mm. But still, guaranteed a starting lineup.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's true, because in your side, that some players for the past three seasons have been really good.
Mm-hmm.
So, entertainment, man, mm. we are world class players. Mm. We can't be dropped.
Sometimes teams need firm coaches. And you come out, Ole, and maybe Ragnik were afraid of dropping, let's say, Ronaldo or Maguire. Woman and Ten Hag.
Ten Hag, I'm a camera
bench. Very cooler bench.
Man.
Look at the difference has made. Because you imagine if a player like Sancho, for lack of a better example, and Ronaldo and a Kulisho bench, the goat, quotes. Mimi says Kulisho bench.
Who are you
not cooler? Say, okay, we can sell a bench for two games.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You know what I'm saying?
Even the fans will start asking.
No. Like we are all seeing Bono like a bench. You're not asking Bono like a bench. Like, to be honest, now, because everybody has asked, Salah, this season, Manzi, are you go? To be honest. Nunes is trying too hard.
Niliona ile clip ile after mfunge last minute and then shout.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, okay. Yeah. I like that in a player. Yeah. But at the same time,
show it
on the pitch. Exactly. Kwa bench to shout. Show it on the pitch.
He's trying too hard. It needs to be. Okay, yes, he's young. But on a Haaland, far man, on what? A Haaland.
Yeah, we
were questioning whether Haaland will perform when he came to Man City, man.
Monyo Mimi nasa ba ikulizo, are we the farmers?
because
six games, 10 goals.
Perception league.
Bundesliga,
I'm a good EPL.
And a bigger one.
He's on track to score 20 goals.
He's a top scorer, man.
He's on track to score 20 goals in less than 10 games.
Yeah. As in, anabunja ma record to
before, manze, before the World Cup, and he's a quarter and 25, 30 goals. Who knows?
Who knows?
And he doesn't have a World Cup, so at a moment time, he could train. When other players
are not going to
come a joker,
he's fresh.
And I do not understand, as in, Nimba no umse, as in, when people said he's a robot and he's not human, yes, I could tell, because kwa interview, I was going to some lines that,
Nimba
no umse. But kwa pitch, he's not a robot. As in, to be honest, he's not human.
Me, it's not human. Zlatan. I could accuse Zlatan in him. Ile tu kwa interview, he just says, in him too, he says it and backs up his
game.
Exactly. I really like
Haaland. He's such a Muhammad Ali for the Premier League.
And I like how he plays. Like Pep Papo, that was a masterstroke.
That was smart.
The guy is smart.
And the funny thing for me, I feel, we'll say it to Alvarez. We'll less up. I feel he's even better.
What? Because Alvarez comes 60th minute. I'm a 70th minute. Anafunga bombili. You're like, what? How the hell, man?
Alvarez, but in fact, ilengelo Chali nikasema, baada ya Nunes tungebai Uchali. Oh, Chali, man. He's a proper Liverpool striker. You play off the shoulder, you look at the space. I get what Klopp was trying with Nunes in terms of you want a plan B. But man, imagine sasa umecondition you are, which is a particular way for 3 years. There's no number change. You know, get? So, last year, Man City were all playing those balls in the box. They just didn't have a number 9. So they're playing the same balls in the box.
But now, the difference is they have a proper number 9.
They don't have Sterling.
Sterling
and Jesus.
Focus on you.
I can't say that. Same amount of players they don't have.
No, but it's not a bench.
Sterling, I'm finally in. I'm going to look at episode 1. I remember episode 1, okay, Sam, Sterling will make the difference for the team.
Yeah, actually, ukiangalia
the difference can be good and bad.
Yeah,
it can be ukiangalia the only person I can say over the last 5 games, six, is the only person when he at least amekuwa active, no?
You know, Sterling
amekuwa like
but he's an activity player.
Ever since he started his career, to be honest, ratings. He's never been faulted for
7 and above
because he does.
He runs around
a lot. Mm. Sort of Kiri, he does a lot.
Mm.
But end product, man. Say I'm a Kimbia 90 minutes of the game.
I think I got 3 goals. I got 3 goals. So I got two I got to watch
pass. He's just an average player.
But anyway, they're not at a striker level. Yeah. So
I got to say,
well, Stan has got a striker.
But Aubameyang got a striker.
But Stan now with Aubameyang, maybe assists, hopefully.
Yeah, so the thought was Aubameyang, Sterling, and Havertz.
I see Aubameyang being a major flop for me.
Who?
Aubameyang.
Same. I do as well.
He'll score goals.
Jota yoke Jimmy against Dynamo. Ilikuanga Aubameyang, I think Sterling alicheza.
Na Havertz.
Kuna wengine tunaona tu.
Hiyo linka play yao.
Ilikuwa inakataa.
It's not the same.
Someone said when you start, you know, moving around clubs, that's the
beginning of the end.
Yeah.
But okay, touching on Man City and Haaland. At what point do you think the rest of the league get to catch up na your team?
Because for example, a player
like Alvarez, a team like Man United that we're a striker. Because even though we have Martial and quote unquote the good, we're still struggling for goals. We're still struggling for number nine when you attack Apple for the rest of the season. Natufungia 20 goals constantly.
20. Yeah, 20.
And someone like Alvarez atakuwa bench. Ako bench in Man City because they have Haaland. You don't want to bench your best player. So it's something about the club. Yes, when a lot of people wanna hate on Man City for the money they spent or the power they have or they don't have fans, but they're running the club nicely as a really nice club. Yeah. The structure is really good.
It's working.
Things are working. Structures are working. Yeah.
And they need something that the owners walikuwa wameona with Pep because they really waited for Pep. Walimgoja, they really waited for him. And they walikuwa shambuk, quote unquote, kumbuk and kumsecure for the bag for the future. But now the only thing that is lacking for them is the Champions League.
Yeah.
So do you think this season they have a chance to win the Champions League now with the Haaland?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I feel the Champions League is really unpredictable. You can be on form, you can be really on form, and then Chelsea comes.
In fact, exactly.
Yeah, and Chelsea comes and wins the Champions League.
I couldn't have the on form team in the Champions League.
So, being on form has never been.
It's not been a thing.
A guarantee.
On form teams win leagues.
Leagues?
Yeah, but the lucky team wins
Champions League or trophies. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And in Champions League, you don't see major goal margins.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a 2-1.
Well, come on, let's 4-1. Come on.
But the group stage. Thing is, it's a group
stage. It's a group stage.
But Neza Maliza number two.
I'm a number one.
Oh, Neza Pata number two, and then I'll put it a number one in a team like, which was in the group.
PSG.
Chelsea.
Chelsea watch in a group ya kweli?
Yeah.
Hizo number 2 kwa number 1.
No, nyi mshinda? Nyi mshinda
na. Hizo number 2 kwa number
1. Hata
sina. Hizo like la 16.
We can.
England.
Ile stuff ya unaweza.
Ile groups is at this pattern.
But because Chelsea team yenu mkona Atletico, oh, sorry, mkona AC
Milan,
Salzburg na Dynamo. Yeah, two by them unaweza shinda number 1.
Tuwe shinda number 1.
They can do number 1.
So to the next point, ilikuwa nini? The next point.
F1.
F1 ni koko chinazi
kumbuki.
Wacha discuss.
Ilikuwa Manu ili Arsenali.
Manu Arsenali. Yeah. So.
Hakuna mtu Arsenali hapa.
So
but akwa Julius.
At the start of the season, I'd foreseen. No, not Arsenal. Speaking for myself as a Manchester United fan. I'd foreseen.
You're an AC Milan fan.
I am.
You still are.
So you're back to Manu now?
No. Still an AC Milan fan.
No, I'm saying.
At
the end of last season, you were AC Milan.
This season, I'm just seeing.
So are you back?
No.
So you're not a Man U fan.
No.
Okay. Let's just be clear.
Yeah. So AC Milan took number 3, but 1 point behind Napoli. So yeah.
Let me tell you about your Milan derby. You look kali.
Only watch.
Of course.
Nice man, that was a really good.
In fact, listen, I go kwa talking points.
Because what watch is Syria?
Yo, Milan derby ilikuwa end to end.
That was a good game.
In fact, Manian, I don't get how the man's number one of France.
Manion is the perfect keeper.
Oh, Charlie Norma.
Like that's a player for your team. Not even your team. Like a Man City. That's if they didn't have Ederson,
he's the next.
Because with a good defensive line.
I think before Mendy. I don't know. There's an English club that wanted him before I moved to AC Milan.
Yeah, like, I, it was,
Sikuminani, but there was an English club who looked for him.
I think it was West Ham, if I'm not wrong. Oh, I think it was West Ham. Okay. There was a seat to come in there. And we got him at a really cheap price. And because ilikuwa at a time when tumeuza Donnarumma at a free, tuna feel your pain. Tukafikiria tutapata another goalkeeper.
Even a and better one.
A better one. A player who actually loves the club because Donnarumma went for the money at PSG. The game was so end to end. From because our best player of the season, Rafael Leao, continuing from the season. Amekwa control the front three with Giroud. As in, I didn't like Giroud at Chelsea and Arsenal. But now at AC Milan, I worship them.
I love that guy at Arsenal. In fact, this one, I know why Arsenal fans don't like this guy. Mm. Like, this is the perfect number nine. Hold up, play, control, touch. Everything you want from a big man.
Yeah.
I don't know how to appreciate
it. Now, Badu Dzeko, a former Premier League player. Badu Kashayed. That was his first game of the season.
Are you serious?
That was his first goal of the season. Okay, okay. And first goal since, I think, first goal in about 11 games since last season.
When did Lukaku play?
I have no idea. But AC Milan. The only problem is with AC Milan outside now Serie A. It's like to West Ham. What happened about the club is because to me touch on how Man City are structured the club, where from recruitment to management, everything there's a proper structure. Now AC Milan to Nabilio. Because when you look at our midfield to sign this season to sign a player and it was
Di Ketelaere, the Belgian. I didn't know him. Are you serious?
I didn't know him, man.
Seriously?
I didn't know Di Ketelaere.
Aye.
Last season to sign Tonali. These are young players.
Wait, Tonali?
I'm gonna talk Tonali. Oh, okay. But at 20, these are players younger than 23.
Juju Tonali alikuanga, it's called what? Serie A. Serie B. Alikuwa Serie B.
We already to sham identify as our
the next PL.
The next PL.
Because Juju alikuwa Serie B, but he's playing for Italy.
Imagine.
What?
And in midfield.
National team.
And in midfield.
Nice.
So tukiangalia Man City and then we compare to how AC Milan are doing the same thing. They have a structure. They're signing players that for an average fan, they may not know them. Mm. Unless you watch a Belgian league, unless you watch a Portuguese league, you will not know these players. And on Akuja, when I start, there's no transition. It's a continuous play. And that's how...
Same thing that with Haaland, you know?
Same thing with Haaland. Same thing with Alvarez. The structure of AC Milan in Alibaba.
But mama scouts were Man City wa South America. Mm. Wa Tambua. It's the same scouts. Walipata Jesus. Because Jesus coaches at any other. I'll talk at Brazil.
Okay.
Same with Alvarez. I think I'll be mid-season. Then I'll come at the end of the season. I'll come and shine.
Yeah. At a tonality to find to inside January, I'll coach end of the season. That's no man in a bamba sana coach AC Milan because in compared to Manchester United, the team that I've supported them.
One Uchali. Uchali wa Napoli, number 77. The Georgian ni kusema, the Georgian guy. Ali Bayua for 5 million euros from his team, then he should die now, whatever it's called. But Ujama anasumbua.
Delivery.
When they're going to Tiflani na mwana, akona ball center circle, anatoka Famino, anatoka Fabinho, Lafu na Rudy, anatoka tena.
Jana niliona vile alifanya Van Dijk, man. Jana vile mkuu anazungusha Van Dijk, man.
In respect to elders, defense.
Liverpool defense.
Iko tu shambo.
Iko shambo. Usually onangi ponete ya Van Dijk kutoka. Lakini jana alikuwa anataka kufanya tu hivi tu.
That's what I'm looking forward to the World Cup because nataka kuona such players. I hope.
Is George in the World Cup?
No, but I want someone like Di Ketelaere.
Yeah.
At the World Cup, waki link up with De Bruyne. Of course, maybe kutoa De Bruyne takuwa hard, but waki link up na De Bruyne for.
Yeah, you kula bench Belgium.
Yeah, waki link up na De Bruyne. Ama akicheza because maybe in the group stage, Belgium was all their games. So the last games, the last game De Ketelaere hekwe.
Duchele yako sawa.
Itakuwa kama James Rodriguez, but ali shine in the World Cup, but walikuwa na shine in this league.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, watch Syria. That's the story.
I need to start.
But somebody for Arsenal United, Arsenal are naive.
I watched Arsenal and
they are naive. In my opinion, they are naive.
They came na kiburi pia.
And I like that about this season. But look na hiyo, this is Manchester United. In two games, three games, what are really back?
In fact, we're playing something exactly that. What on an Old Trafford thinking? Let's play them at our game. But since we're talking about Manchester, we'll sit back, hit you on the counter. So now kwa mrasima after game Arsenal, because you didn't to ask, you didn't to ask. So mrasima. Now teams will be more cautious going to the Trafford. Hata kwa nenda kufunguka.
And that might actually play to Ten Hag's nini. Because Ten Hag's style of play is not counters. Counters ilikuwa style ya
Ole.
But yeah, Ten Hag is not counters. Yake ni it's purely Dutch football.
Front foot.
Dutch football. So if now itafika point players, teams watakuja to sit back. Now sit kwa the front foot.
Yeah.
Itakuwa sasa now, quote in quote. And please, musi overreact. Itakuwa now.
I saw the Arsenal game. Arsenal started well, but second half.
Arsenal
was the better team.
They were the better team.
Even Liverpool, Man U, Man U was the better team.
Especially second half. First half, Man United played better because of the counters and the goals. But now second half, now after the break, teams are restructure. So Arsenal and Liverpool have always been the better team against our Manchester United in the games. But Manchester United bado wana see through.
Because at the end of it,
it's results. Akuna mtu atakuja aseme Asterix, man.
Yeah,
to lead Arsenal
had 70% possession.
It's goals. Like Mourinho says. Can take your ball possession.
Kwanza kuna comment ali make juzi, eh, ujala ni bamba. So wali lose 4-0 to Udinese. Akasema, it's just an interesting, why Mourinho is a genius? Akasema, I would rather lose 4-0 once than 4 times 1-0. Because my God. Mourinho, we are sorry. Hey, we are sorry.
When you think about it,
you think about it like,
it makes sense.
Fair enough.
Touching on Arsenal, though, this is the first loss of the season. And Wasol Kwamesema, they have not met
a serious team.
But also, Manchester United is not really a serious team. But they still lost. Because at Crystal Palace, for example, Manchester United is playing Crystal Palace over the weekend. At Crystal Palace. Ooh. Chances are, Selhurst Park watashinda. And it's no. And the Kwanza, it's. If you're a betting person, just put your money on Crystal Palace having 2 goals. And because it's a guarantee they will sumbua Manchester United. And it's the same.
Manchester United, isn't it Europa?
Yes, Europa League.
So, I'm going to rest.
That's what I was saying. I would want Ten Hag to bench Kina Martinez, Kina Rashford.
I think they're going to bench Kuzalumia. I think to be safe.
To just rest them. Kina Ronaldo, Cheza Kina Mbappe.
I don't know.
Because at the end of the day, yes, you might want the Europa League as a trophy. But, man, tukifollow Stana in the Premier League, bado kutakuwa na doubts. Wataanza kusema, hey, Ten Hag. Because attention bado iko kwa Premier League. We might tunaweza humiliated Europa. But your conversation itaisha kesho. No one cares, man. Even Yakaya Liverpool tie, conversation itaisha after the Champions League loss. Because they know they might come back. But
kulikuwa na story, I think 2 weeks prior, I think after a game, you lost to Brighton and who else? And Brentford.
Back to back.
I think between Brighton and Brentford, one of the games, kuna story tokelezea. I don't know if you saw it, where the management of Manu told Ten Hag,
Stop giving them hope.
So, wacha kuambia jamaa kwa sawa. Ndio atamaliza top 4.
So, speaking of Arsenal, it's the first challenge, quote-unquote challenge, Big Six. Mi wana yo Big Six ni fraud sana. But quote-unquote Big Six. And then waka struggle because counters were the struggle. And then tukawa dominate in terms of struggling and transitions. So, do you think your honeymoon period ya Arsenal imeisha? Ama was it just a blip in the matrix? As a counter, your London club, all come as a matter, after finished off, wasn't it?
The first. I think it's typical of Arsenal to show us glimpses of good performance and good games.
Give us hope.
Give their fans hope. Play good football like Baka-esque, like 2-8 uko. Like, alafu, all of a sudden, they start losing. Alafu in Akua, that's the norm, you know? So, of course, ukishika Gabriel Jesus.
Odegaard, ukishashika Odegaard to me, umesimamisha midfield yao. For some reason, they got that Odegaard like Aspokua, like the star player.
What a struggle, like, not a struggle kind of season.
I was actually hoping Gabriel Jesus will deliver against the Manchester United game. But apparently he...
FPL.
What is
FPL?
He was also, I think, overwhelmed in a way. So unapata alikuwa anafanya zile vitu nimo ufanya kujiangusha angusha kila time. Buda simama jo. So Arsenal like Nani said, they may not struggle as they've struggled in the past seasons, but they're likely to struggle just. There's an element of struggle coming in the subsequent matches.
For me nafikiria hiyo game ilishow tu naivety ya Arteta as a manager.
As a manager.
Cause ideally unge notice how a game in hand at hizo subs ali make. I think Varane ali mark out Jesus from the game.
No, even Varane ilikuwa Lisandro.
But game ikianza umuka Varane alikuwa na Jesus. Like you know you go nyasinda ba kuna shina ukiambiwa make sure they know you're there. Mm-hmm. So time anagusa ball and I think twice.
Exactly.
So ilikuwa the same thing. So Varane hakuwa namwacha atan. Either namwangusha or something. So for me, I saw it clearly showed Arteta's naivety. And emotion is maybe about Arsenal. Remove Jesus. Hii ni team ya last season. Hakuna tofauti. And then kulikuwa na hype yote ya Saliba. Nakumbuka, Saliba. Nikasema, the only reason mnasema Saliba ni noma is because you never had a good center back. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Saliba na Maguire.
You have nothing to compare.
Hakuna tofauti. It's just you having a consistent center back. That's the another at a Rio alisema he hype mnapea Uchali. Yes, he's good. I'm not saying he's not good, but Manu, well, sema Uchali ni kawa West Brown.
Oh, God.
And then akasema, and West Brown had one more trophy by that age. Una get. So, and you could just tell your game, Saliba was just his bare average.
Like, you know, every single time I'm watching Arteta on the losing end, ana come off so much as a plop as in contact ku match Pep and Klopp. So one at one ni a Pep who overthinks the matches. Unachiki hizo videos up Pep kana anajiongelesha because hakuna mse mwingine on the side but anaongea tu na unashangaa anaongelesha nani. And mbona so many times Arteta kiona hiyo anafanyaga soma atafanya hivi kwa sura yake anza kufikiria and then atan anaongelesha bench yake. And then at the end of the game, ana turn into a Klopp. Anakuwa a bitter,
he's a bad bitter, loser.
A really bad loser. Mm. So maybe I'm overstudy these coaches. Mm. Maybe I'm wanna trying to get inspiration from these coaches. And he may rub off to his negative end because he doesn't think for himself. He doesn't have his own strategy. Mm. Because I can play a certain way to Lejua. I'm a from Pep.
Mm-hmm.
I could play a certain way. Hey, maybe I'm a switch from Klopp. Yeah. Because he's the understudy for Pep and he's peer.
I'm a learn off
a lot from Klopp as well. So maybe you know shortcomings yake. Akipata maybe angekuwa coach for West Ham angeshine. Tungekuwa tunasema this is a Graham Potter. Same lemia kwa
sasa. Angekuwa a Chelsea.
Angekuwa Chelsea.
Yeah, Chelsea coach.
Yeah.
we want tactical coaches. Very tactical.
The tactical coach mmfire.
Lakini ukiangalia kuna Sarri ball. Like kila mtu
bado limfire. Bado limfire.
Bado kuna Tuchel ball.
Bado limfire.
Ulikuwa mnasema nini Tuchel ban?
Hey. The
what I liked about Tuchel, we used to go to big games na confidence because required a very tactical.
Yeah, so maybe shortcomings here, Arsenal this season might not be the players like previous seasons, but Arteta.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
He might overthink it.
Oh, yeah. Someone has put it before. Because he overthinks.
Because he'll be, of Pep.
Yeah. He'll be the Pep of the Premier League. Because Pep, at your Champions League, you also an overthink. Premier League, you have a chance to play.
Because it's too easy. It's chance for him.
But at Shafka Champions League, something else happened.
Anything like Crystal Palace?
No, it's us. Manchester United. Crystal Palace.
As far as you know?
Tanju and
Bell. Okay.
As is one angalia Arsenal versus Crystal Palace. Kiariu, leo tumekuja na Mahiri, our resident rugby correspondent. So tunazanza na, first of all, Kenya Sevens are playing.
Nice.
Everton.
Who knows, man?
It's up in there.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Because in your game, you know, Liverpool, Everton, I was really entertained from start to finish.
What about Tsumbua?
It was a massive derby, though.
Yeah, but Everton on a show, ingi up against Liverpool. But against another team,
or did you lose?
Kenya rugby manzali wame elect a new secretary general.
They have new structure, so our
rugby correspondent, one of the losers on Kobe's friend
Ben. apparently we had built a relationship with one of the aspirants who was
we some are you oh.
Okay. I lost. she was running for vice chair, which apparently was backed by a guy called Moses Ndale. So Ndale secured that. And the vote is, you know, Daniel, how these AGMs work. Same thing which happens with, I think, FKF all works in a similar way. So clubs bring in the delegates who then vote in the persons who are running. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and then there are also requirements which have to be met by these clubs to be fit to be able to attend this AGM. So I'm not really sure about what requirements are met, but like for instance, the Kenya Cup clubs, Kenya Cup has about 12, 13 teams, but only 7 teams could meet these requirements. So you see like many clubs are struggling, and mostly it's because of the, I think the technical and it boils down to finances. So maybe kuna fees na family pema, like you need to have some structures which many don't have. Chairman still bado ni nani? Odor Gangla. Mm. For me, I'd say he's been helpful, especially in sourcing for funds. Yes, because you look at like the World Cup qualifiers, we nearly missed out on the World Cup. So excusing your kwa kupata pesa nini. But then he's besides rugby, he's a senior person in the corporate team. He's well connected, so he managed to pull resources together. And now the vice chair is Moses Ndale, and then the secretary is someone who was there. His name is Ian Mugambi. Yeah. Normally, we don't, since you come a fans, and maybe clubs can feel the impact, but as fans, you'll not feel the impact of
management.
But the clubs and players may feel, because, you know, when you have a new decision makers, then the people who decide, okay, this season will have Eric Chile, this season will not have Eric Chile. But it's a good thing, and coming at a time when we're headed for the World Cup Sevens, which apparently I've also loved the lineup. I think
That's a question that Akuliza. Pure Oli Jam, like all it's
generally. No. I actually.
But not Oli Jam.
I think it's too old, I'm at a place for. Because I'm a replacing Ali. Who was in?
It's Tabu.
Yeah.
But I feel like Kolo has been someone who has been significant in, and we've seen him deliver. Kolo normally delivery. Yeah. Could not definitely our haters. This guy has been training, this guy. But sometimes it's that experience we need, that motivation.
I've been there
a long time. And normally when you see, when you're facing, because you see, when Collins travels even in the airport. We have guys who come to him, hey man, it's in Jera. So you can imagine a young player from Argentina or from Tonga who has been watching Collins in Jera. Now he's, I'm playing against that guy.
Because in Jera time, I'm invited for the Fiji tournament. The Fiji tournament was in some tournament annually.
Yeah.
But in attacked a lot of young players from Fiji. Mm. So they use that as a benchmark to now, to know who might go to the Fiji squad.
Yeah.
So, can I describe Injera as such an amazing player to them that a lot of upcoming players, they try to emulate him. So can I say, they'll even try to ensure that a lot of fans will interact with him because they really want to interact with him. We're the same place as Injera.
Mm.
And even Kitupoa, man, it's the same way Kipchoge akienda Germany, akienda Scandinavia.
Yeah.
Man, fans wanna tokea, watui wanna tokea wengi because they're really inspired. They're really inspired by a player.
Yeah.
So, true. At the end of the day, Injera is an amazing player kwa the squad. Na siati ana struggle.
He's not struggling. Yeah.
Siati's performance.
I'm surprised there's an uproar. I'm surprised because he's not struggling.
Yeah. And good thing is also there's a mixture of players. So we have
young and
so we have someone like Injera who has been there since I think 2006. And then you have young people who have just come in the other day, like Edmond, Wekesa.
But you're also, happy for Edmond.
Edmond. Happy. And Wekesa, I'm actually impressed that Wekesa is in the squad. Wekesa is a Kabras player. Mm. And you can see, I watched the seven circuit, and this guy is delivering. He can.
So these are their own merit as well.
Purely merit. Mm. And then also the two people who were thrown out will go on disciplinary issues, which, you know, Kyarie didn't come out clearly to tell us. And they also don't love that bit about Kyarie. Because you see, proper management, Tuambie Nelson came to training late about for 3 times in a row. So we had to.
But it might actually be something serious. Maybe
some whatever it is.
Out from training camp.
It's a balancing act. Because you see, sometimes if I've addressed it with Nelson, he's already Isha. Mm-hmm. There's no need.
He ended public.
Yes. Because sometimes also what happens is, once we've done it with Nelson, if it goes public, you're putting him again on the spotlight to be prejudged.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So even the next time at a show up, because team,
it happens.
So sometimes I feel.
So you're protecting the player. Mm-hmm. Most of the.
Especially if it's not a serious offense.
Yeah. If it's not a serious offense.
You protect the player. Uh-huh. If it's a serious offense, but it has to be made, yes. Okay, that's why you find. Sorry to take us back to football. Ubayagna Ateta. Mm-hmm. Guy said it was a naive thing to do to say, Ubali come in late. You get. Because some things.
Petty.
It's petty. Mm. Yes, you don't need to say it. Even how he's responding, you just if you look at Kina Ferguson and say, there's an issue, to may sort out internally, moving on.
Because touching on Ferguson, a lot of the players will kind of sneak in on a particular clubs, sneak in on a particular madame, and then it's a day, it's a night before the game.
Yeah.
But this story, when you talk here, after she retired, after
marriage, I'm a player on Isema.
So most of the time, what I'm seeing and what I don't love about, like just the other day also, a coach was banned. And it's actually my friend. He was suspended for, I think.
Friends are toxic. Losing
election.
He was suspended from. He was suspended. What happens is when you're suspended, you can't take part in rugby activities for a certain period. So they also said he was suspended, but they didn't come out clearly. What did he do?
What he did?
So we're like, you can't continuously be doing this. Telling us Jack, by the way, Jack has been suspended. Why? By the way, Nelson has been suspended. Some situations are not understandable, but I think sometimes you need to just tell us what happened. Also, we've seen Oliech come back.
I saw.
So Oliech has been out for a while. He's also has good experience. And of course, the veterans, Kinabili Odhiambo, William Baka. And one player who's on form, man, is Vincent Onyala. I'll actually try if we can get Onyala here, man. Onyala is, if you put him in 15th, he's a proper center who, what I love about him is he'll never, if he misses a tackle, he'll chase that player. And then also, he's a dependable player, so he creates space. So he can run with the ball, create space for you before. So Vincent Onyala, man.
Predictions, World Cup?
World Cup 7 is hard, man. And we've struggled. Also, Buffa is out. Buffa has gotten.
Has pulled out?
No, he's not pulled out. He's gotten another team in Canada. He's going to join.
So there's no way you can, like, go in late?
I was also wondering of whether. But looks like Buddha will start immediately. So he's got.
Weird.
I also question why.
Which is funny because. To Kenoko Athletics this week, so the Kuna Diamond League series, the finals is today, and Shelly-Ann Fraser Prize alikuwa for Kimbia, Diamond League finals, but now she was close to missing out on the finals because her daughter anaingia shule for the son anaingia shule for the first time, so as a parent you want to show up for your son for the first time, so now the school decided let's push the date to next week. So that Mtoyo Manze Shelly-Ann, because she's a national hero, I ended up to represent because it's can you show up to Shule? It's a big deal. And Mtoyo Ako about 4 years. Okay, miss a day or two.
Ningo.
Again,
if they're able to move it for the two, it's a good thing.
So I don't get how maybe there was not.
Do you think if it was a New Zealand player, you got the same?
No. Something would have been done. So also feel that's why we don't feel the impact of the admin of the management. That's why you come in.
You need. And say no.
Because
you
Buffon has been a major player.
Like in Arabia Mackenzie. Mackenzie has structured his team.
Yeah, exactly.
Around
exactly.
Buffon.
Yeah. Mm. So Buffon has been, I'll say, a pillar in the team. Yeah. So all the carries, and he's actually become also, when you're playing against Kenya, the coach will tell you, watch out for that guy.
Yeah. But not without him.
Not without him. You know, and then before he was linking up with Bush Mwale. And Mwale is also out again. So there's been a transition, which is, it will be hard to do. And then after after this tournament, we fired Eben McGrath.
Then
you begin again.
And begin again. Yeah. Then why? Because he was not performing. It's not McGrath that was not performing.
It's
man, things are just not. You're not laying a proper, you know, you're not giving proper grounds for him to work. So three players out, players in. And then you say he's not performing. And then seventh is hard. So we are going to face Australia, which won the series.
The series.
So he won the series. Yeah. We're going to face Argentina.
A South Africa.
Yeah. A South Africa, and South Africa is bad.
And quite at home.
South Africa has good player depth.
They can select
anyone. Anyone. Jack
but
left.
That's why I'm Rubisha South Africa, man.
Yeah. Damn. It works really in favor of the other teams. And Argentina, by the way, I'm looking really at Argentina because Argentina is coming up both in seventh and 15th. So it's not struggling, but what they're doing is working. So what they're doing, I think maybe we can find out from them. It's working because in 15th, besides the top 3-4 teams, which are really good. They are unmatchable, yeah. So, okay.
So to wrap up the pod, Manzes, Nezataka, wish all the best to Kenya 7th, man, Shuja. My best finish would be a number 5, come up late, any 7th, but not a number 5, but that's luck. So, a good luck. That was a good
luck. Perform.
So, I want us to at least to Asumbuwe.
Let's not make it easy for them. Don't make it easy for them.
My man, good luck, man. So hopefully by the time tonight we got the next episode to talk to at least we know that maybe our boys represented us. Anyway, episode 20 of the podcast. Once again, we are history makers. To go up for the long run, man.
Yes.
Trust us, you know. To all. Go up on you should short to some.
Shoot your short.
Anyway, so episode 20, man. We see you next time, same place.
Kwaheri.
Kwaheri, man.
Yes.